Hi, I'm Hannah Levine, and you're listening to KXCI 91.3 FM in Tucson, online everywhere at kxci.org. This Friday, August 5th, the wonderful tradition of KXCI benefit shows at the El Casino Ballroom returns with our 9th annual House Rock and Blues Review. Local musician Heather Hardy opens, and our headliner is none other than the king of Bollywood blues, Aki Kumar. Aki was born in Mumbai, where he grew up with everything from rock and roll and pop to more traditional sounds from Bollywood film scores and Indian classical music. In his youth, he studied keyboards and eventually harmonica. When he moved to the U.S. in 1998 to study computer science, that love of music eventually led him to a career in music. Welcome to the KXCI Airwaves, Aki. Wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm curious to learn more about the path that led you from computer science to the life you have now as a working musician. What was the impetus for this transition from science to art?
Sure, I'll try to keep it short. So when I moved to the United States in the late 90s, it was with this goal and this single-minded pursuit to want to be a software engineer. And that was my mission, you know, to build this career for myself, being a good engineer. And what happened was I discovered through oldies radio, of all things, in college, I discovered R&B and soul and doo-wop and just fell in love with that. I'd always kind of had a passion for music in my heart, just never took it seriously as a teenager. I never thought it would ever manifest into a real career as a musician. But the great thing about the United States and moving here was that there's a very active and lively music scene. And in the Bay Area, especially, there was and is an active blues scene. There's lots of musicians that love the genre and participate in it. And so I started venturing out and checking out the scene and checking out shows and going, attending, you know, these performances by some of the local legends, some touring legends, really great blues artists. And that just started to build up this almost like a desire and somewhat of an ambition in me that, hey, maybe I should take a stab at this. So I started taking harmonica lessons with a great teacher that was local to San Jose, David Barrett. He's actually a very prominent harmonica teacher, so I lucked out that he lived in my backyard. And I took lessons from him for a few years and started doing the weekend warrior thing. And I kept my software engineering job through the whole thing because I never really thought it would turn into me being a professional musician. But as things turned out, my musical path was just gathering more steam. And eventually I was like, hey, this is really what I want to do. Why don't I just, you know, put all my energies into this real passion that I have?
You mentioned oldies radio being part of what started getting you into the blues. Was there a particular moment that you can recall that moved you? Maybe it was the way a little Walter song hit you, or any other particular point of entry that touched your heart and made you want to dive into this as a performer?
I wish there was that this one moment that happened, but the reality is it's been several moments and several phases over the years. It's been several levels and layers of falling in love, if that makes sense. The oldies radio thing itself was not just one song. It was listening to that kind of music for 3 hours straight, and it kind of infuses you with a certain kind of energy and love. And so I wish I could say, oh, it was this one artist that did it this one time, but it wasn't. But since you brought up Little Walter, there was a Little Walter moment, and I'll just bring it up because Little Walter is really a genius, and a lot of people acknowledge this. As a harmonica player, I'm a little embarrassed to say I should have acknowledged it very early on, but, you know, I was caught up in learning different styles at the time, and it wasn't very apparent to me that Little Walter was the level of genius that he really is. And I remember one distinct moment one day when it was late at night, probably 2 or 3 a.m. when I listened to music, and I was listening to this one Little Walter instrumental called Sad Hours. And I remember just feeling physically jolted because I was just impacted by this song and the way he was playing it. It was at that time I realized how amazing of a musician he was. So there's been several of those over the years, certainly, that have kind of shaped my path.
How about we take a listen to one of your songs that really features a lot of harmonica? This is I'm in Love with My Baby.
I'm I'm in love with my baby, but she don't care much for me. I'm in love with my baby and it just won't let me be. I'm in love so bad it hurts my feet to walk. I'm in love so bad it hurts my feet to walk. I'm in love so bad it even hurts my tongue to talk. At night, I got love so bad I just can't sleep at night. I got love so bad I even lost my appetite. I'm in love with my baby. I'm in love with my baby. I'm in love with my baby and she don't care much for me. I'm in love with my baby and it just won't let me be.
That was I'm in Love with My Baby by Aki Kumar. Aki and I are talking ahead of his appearance at El Casino Ballroom this Friday as part of KXEI's 9th Annual House Rock and Blues Review. I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about some of the other elements in your sonic palette, if you will. There's much more than just blues going on. There's a little bit of psychedelia, there's pop, and of course, that subgenre you refer to as Bollywood blues is particularly intriguing to me because when we talk about those Bollywood soundtracks, whether they're older or more recent, they also exhibit the influence of Western music. So it almost seems like you're inhabiting this beautifully circular sphere of influence that you're working with. Can you speak a bit more about how those elements overlap with some of the more traditional sounds you use?
Sure. Actually, you described it better than I could, to be honest. that's exactly what's going on when you think about it, because Bollywood music really, in many ways, reflects the fusion of Indian music and pop music at any given time. And so, you know, if you listen to contemporary Bollywood music, it's got many wonderful Indian elements, but it also sounds in many ways like contemporary pop that you'd hear here in the Western world. And so for me, the journey was really personal in the sense that I had decided at some point to infuse all of this music that I had grown up listening to in India into my blues sound. And the way I went about it was I thought about the songs in particular, which inspired and influenced me. And they happened to be a bunch of retro. I'm using the term retro loosely. It could mean anything these days, but I'm specifically talking about songs from the 50s and 60s, early 70s. These were classics and have been classics in India for, you know, generations. And so those songs influenced me greatly. And I thought, hey, a lot of the composers of the time were kind of deriving from swing and jazz and rock and roll as well, and psychedelic music as well. So this is going to be a natural fit with what I'm doing anyway. So that was really the journey. That was really the beginning of all of it. And, you know, since then, it's led me to starting to write my own songs and kind of just expand my own vocabulary and my lyricism and all that. So it's just been a great, interesting, and fun journey, and it's landing me in wonderful places like Tucson.
And speaking of which, I want to thank you not only for coming to Tucson, but for playing a benefit for KXEI. It's really generous that not only are you sharing your talents with our community, but you're also helping to raise funds for this independent non-commercial radio station. And that gets me thinking about what radio has meant for you. You transitioned to a full-time career in music, traveling, touring. What role has independent radio had in your career as a performer?
A huge role, because going back to my early days of, you know, starting out playing music, a lot of the music I was listening to was on the local radio stations. Local DJs have often been local musicians who kind of also part-timed as DJs. So local radio stations have always been part of the blues scene, especially here in the Bay Area. I've had many opportunities to perform live on other benefit shows. And there's almost like this tight-knit community of fans and radio DJs and musicians that kind of feed into this ecosystem. And so I think it's essential. It's critical.
And see, I love that you use the term ecosystem as well, because I really believe that. Everything feeds into each other to nurture and sustain a creative community, right? And this ballroom that you're playing at, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's this beautiful historic building in South Tucson. It's got a great dance floor, great energy. It's going to be a really beautiful time, and it's going to place you right at the heart of what makes our music community so special.
I'm looking forward to this. I've heard really amazing things about the venue. So I'm, you know, just for curiosity itself, I'm looking forward to being there and performing live.
Wonderful. Well, we promise we are going to make sure you have a great time. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
The 9th annual House Rock and Blues Review takes place this Friday, August 5th at El Casino Ballroom in South Tucson. Heather Hardy and the Dusty City Blues Band open doors at 6:30, show at 7:30. Get your tickets at all Bookman's locations, kxci.org, or at the door. Award-winning barbecue caterer Alan Haynes will be creating a unique menu just for that night. We look forward to seeing you on the dance floor at the 9th annual House Rock and Blues Review, a benefit for your local independent radio station, KXCI Tucson.